You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we head to the Kansas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to resume our series, Getting to Know the Council of Presidents.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon. Joining us today, the Reverend Justin Panzer. He serves as president of the Kansas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Panzer, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's great to join you today, and God's blessings to you guys.
We are excited to get to know you a little more and give our listeners the opportunity to get to know the president of the Kansas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks for being game for this. We do some fun things in this Get to Know You series, and one of the fun things we get to do is start off with the lightning round. So, well, I say thanks for being willing. You didn't really have a choice.
No, you didn't have a choice.
We invited you. Didn't know what you were in for. All right. Lightning round. We ask rapid fire questions about your favorite things. First up, favorite color.
Orange, crimson, and blue. I have three.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite cuisine.
Tacos and pizza.
Sensing a theme here. Uh-huh. Multiple.
All right. Favorite book. And we know that the Bible and the Lutheran confessions are on the top of the list already. So we can add to that.
All right. So I'm going to add two again. One would be Grace Upon Grace by John Kleinig. Mm-hmm. And the other is Self-Leadership. I put tape.
Oh. I'm not sure anyone said tape before.
Not yet.
It's usually a certain type of pen, but tape is interesting.
Do you have a specific type of tape?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just Scotch tape. Yeah. Never thought a pen, but yeah, I'm holding here my free LCEF pen that's got the, got the rubber tip that I can, you know, use my smartphone and things like that. So
yeah,
that's a favorite tool of mine too.
Stylus and pen. All right. Favorite dessert?
Anything with cherries.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Favorite vacation destination?
Hawaii.
Okay.
All right. This one is like asking, which is your favorite child? Sorry, but favorite hymn?
Yep. So you guys sent this to me in advance. So I put Sing With All the Saints in Glory. That's hymn 671. And that's one of my funeral hymns.
Ah, that is an excellent hymn. And favorite time of day?
Morning.
I feel like there's more to unpack. We'll save that for later. We'll come back to
I have so many
questions. See, he got this list in advance, so he had some time to think about it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's very fair for people to have this in advance.
We might have to remove that from the invitation so that they don't have as much time to think about it.
Yeah, it's way more fun when it's on the spot. Yeah.
So, Pastor Panzer, where did you grow up? Where did it all begin?
Yeah, so I'm a lifelong Kansan. Mainly grew up in Southwest Kansas. Lewis is my hometown. Lewis is a thriving metropolis of 400 people.
Nice.
There were 13 kids in my graduating class, and my high school does not exist anymore.
Okay, 400 is—that's a pretty decent size for a Kansas town, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what I would call a big town in Kansas is pretty much any town over 2,000 people.
Yeah.
So there was not a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation in my hometown. We actually drove 9 miles to the west, was my home church in Kinsley, Kansas.
Okay. All right. What was the path to seminary for you? What was that journey like from a town of 400 in Kansas, eventually ending up at seminary?
Yep. So probably what's typical is, you've probably heard from other pastors, my home church pastor, said I would make a good pastor. And I looked right at him and said, you have the wrong guy. And so I went to college, went to a couple different colleges for undergraduate. I was on a path to become a physical therapist. Have many, many hours in thousands of hours in a physical therapy clinic. Graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Education. had very good grades, had very good test scores, applied to a good handful of physical therapy schools, and was not accepted. So moved back home because, student loans come due at that time. And worked a construction job that I had worked during my college time. And when applications rolled around again, I applied to all the physical therapy schools. And then I applied to Concordia Seward, possibly to do a master's of administration. I'm really close to become teacher certified. And also applied to Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. So when applications were due, I was accepted to none of the physical therapy schools, and I was accepted to Seward in St. Louis. And so I decided to go to the seminary in St. Louis.
What was that like going from the small town in Kansas to college to seminary? How was that adjusting to college life and then to seminary as well from a small town, a graduating class of 13, I think you said?
Yeah, that's correct. It wasn't bad. I would say that I adjusted very well. One of my undergraduate stops before landing at a bigger university town at KU in Lawrence was Ottawa University, which is straight south of Lawrence. It's a Christian school. It's a Baptist college, and I played college football there for 1 year. So that was a new variety of experiences, a new variety of friends that you obviously don't see in Southwest Kansas. So I would say that prepared me for one, and also, a completely different environment as well from when I ultimately ended up at KU in Lawrence.
Let's talk about seminary formation. What was your favorite class at seminary?
Yeah, so again, you gave some of these questions in advance, so I had a little bit of time to think about them. I actually wrote three down. One was the Gospel of Matthew taught by Dr. Jeff Gibbs. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord's Supper and Holy Baptism were taught to me by Dr. Norman Nagel. And then also the Book of Romans by Dr. Lewis Brighton. I would say that my seminary formation was very vital. Those three teachers were very vital in my upbringing too. And then I would also add that I was very fortunate to participate in a seminary exchange program with Westfield House in England. And so got to learn under Glenn Zweck, who was from the Lutheran Church of Australia at England. Also Dr. Thomas Winger, who is now the president of the St. Catharines Seminary in Canada. And then Pastor Reg Quirk was the preceptor at Westfield House, also the pastor of Resurrection Lutheran there in Cambridge. So those three men were very vital in my upbringing too.
That's quite a list of pastors that I think a lot of people in the LCMS may be familiar with. What was it like learning under Dr. Nagel? I know a lot of people hold him in very, very high regard. What was this class like for you?
Yeah, so obviously Dr. Nagel was very influential in starting a Westfield House in Cambridge, England, if you know any of that story. But obviously the teaching style in England is a whole lot different than we grew up with, here in America. And so I would say the teaching style that I got used to in England, that well prepared me for the teaching style that Dr. Nagel gave at the seminary, which, you either appreciated it or I think you hated it. There was kind of no in between. So I was definitely somebody that appreciated it. I was used to how he was going to teach. That made me prepared for it. And basically, if you've never had the chance or the opportunity to take a Dr. Norman Nagel class, he walked into the class, he put a bunch of books on the desk and just started talking. And if he puts something on the desk, that means you better read it because he's not going to tell you to read it. So, and so that, that was good. I knew what was coming, and just, there was a lot of commonalities that I could share with him from my time in England, but just really just the rich theological treasures that he was able to give. Obviously his, many of his sermons are recorded, obviously lots of writings and journal entries. And so those are just good to soak up too.
Do you have a favorite memory from studying at Westfield House?
Boy. Yeah, I mean, just I would say for one, I would say one would be just the fellowship, you know, morning chapel, which, you know, we have at the seminary. Just morning chapel was vital. Monday was always comp line, and then wine and cheese night, you know, very important over there. So I would say that the classes that we got to take at the university were very vital. I would say too, you know, seminary formation is hard, right? I mean, it's intense. There's a lot of reading that you need to do. In England, I had a little more time to do a lot of that reading than maybe I wouldn't have had the opportunity here in the States. So, you know, when somebody says, you know, have you read Keeper's Dogmatics, I can truthfully tell them, yes, I've read all three volumes word for word. Wow. You know, so yeah. And the last thing I would say, just the opportunity to travel, you know, do a lot of, you know, it's kind of amazing. You can do a lot of day trips or even a couple day trips from London and hit all sorts of different countries in Europe that we just don't think about over here.
Yeah.
We're talking with the Reverend Justin Panzer, president of the Kansas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, in our Get to Know the Council of Presidents series. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason. To use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are in our Get to Know the Council of Presidents series. We're talking with Reverend Justin Panzer. He serves as president of the Kansas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor Panzer, do you, as district president, do you get to serve in a congregation as well? I know some district presidents get to do that, and some have so many duties as district president, they get to attend a congregation, but maybe not as many Sundays as they'd like.
Yeah, so my answer would be both to that. I'm not called officially to a congregation. However, I do a lot of preaching, and I do a lot of visitation. So I still have one child at home. My daughter will graduate in May from high school. So I do try to at least be home one, if not two Sundays per month. But I do a lot of pulpit supply. You know, as we know, there just aren't as many pastors anymore. And, you know, especially our retired guys that we do have, they just want to be retired. And, you know, God be praised for that. And so I do find myself just doing a lot of preaching, not only filling in for guys, but also helping with vacancies as well.
What brings you joy being able to do that alongside the duties of a district president, which we'll get to in just a second? What brings you joy to be able to still have that time in congregations with people across your district?
Yeah, so it's a good time to not only get to know them in a variety of circumstances and to know their local context too, but not only to preach, but I also really enjoy teaching Bible study. So, if, you know, when I have the chance to teach Bible study, and normally if it's in a vacancy situation, we just do some type of a lectionary study. So it's a good way to dig into the text with the people and expound upon, you know, what has been preached already or what will be preached upcoming.
So what are the duties of a district president of the Kansas district?
Yeah, I mean, strictly according to the bylaws, you know, I'm supposed to be the ecclesiastical supervisor, you know, which sounds mean and nasty. And then I'm also supposed to, you know, do visitation as well. So, you know, it's not without fraught. You know, I've seen some very ugly things, but also I've got to witness a lot of joyous things too. So, you know, I would say this, you know, nothing prepares you for being a district president. It's certainly something that I didn't aspire to do. My story, just briefly, is I was the first vice president of Kansas, and then Peter Lang became the first vice president of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And so by default, I became the district president of Kansas. So never be first vice president of anything. That's my advice to you. And I would say that I just, I try to handle all the situations that I come across just as a pastor. I try to treat people, you know, as a shepherd. I don't try to pound them with bylaws, so to speak, but just, you know, meet them where they're at and then, you know, be a pastor to them.
Tell us a little bit about the Kansas district. I know we were kind of joking about town sizes in Kansas at the beginning, but describe to us what the Kansas district consists of.
Yep. So the Kansas district, we're the entire state of Kansas, plus one congregation in Oklahoma. So we have 155 congregations. We have 14 K to 8 schools and one high school. We have two more schools that will be starting in August. God be praised for that. We have two active church plants, one in DeSoto and one that's going to begin in Spring Hill, which is south of the Kansas City area. We've also got one active church revitalization project in Manhattan, Kansas, of which I'm a member of that congregation. So we're thankful for that too. We have about 400 workers, 200 pastors, 200 commissioned workers, and around 35 preschools.
Would you say there's anything unique about the Kansas district?
Yeah, so I would say this. We have a former Dan Galshute, who you guys probably know there, you know, from Kansas. And so I would say, you know, kind of on a negative but also funny, Kansas is ranked 50th in tourism in the States.
That's terrible.
However, you know, I'm a lifelong Kansan. You know, I love Kansas. I think Kansas is a beautiful place. And, you know, I could point you to a myriad of vacation spots in Kansas. I served the congregation at Faith in Abilene. Abilene's a town of 6,000 people, and Abilene is also the site of Dwight D. Eisenhower's presidential library. So, and, you know, in the little town of Abilene, there's over 120,000 tourists that come through every year to see the presidential library museum. I live in Wamego right now. Wamego is the site of the Wizard of Oz Museum, and so you know, there's lots of tourists that come into Wamego too.
Yeah, I don't know that Kansas shows up on many people's, you know, spring break or summer vacation.
We're gonna change our plans for this summer.
Yeah, actually, that sounds really fun. I'd love to go to the Wizard of Oz Museum. There we go. We'll have a little plug for Kansas tourism. Why do you love Kansas? Being lifelong, I know when you're in a place for a long time, you tend to kind of just fall in love with the place or want to get out, I suppose, is your options. What is it about Kansas that you love so much?
I mean, I would say, you know, I'm used to basically all parts of the state, whether it's the, you know, the sandy Southwest or you know, you get more of the moisture up here in Northeast Kansas. It's just the culture. It's the people that I love. It's the people that I know. You know, both sides of my family were born and raised here. So it's just a culture that I know and I think I fit into very well.
Yeah. Yeah. There really are beautiful parts of that state for sure. What have you learned about the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, our church body serving on the Council of Presidents? What has this experience been like for you?
I would say it's been very positive. It's been a very good a band of brothers. You know that you're not into it alone, but you've got people that you support and people that are supporting you through prayer, through conversation, and through a variety of other ways. I'm blessed to know, really all the council, I would say, pretty well. We're all friendly with one another. It's a good group of people. And, we just concluded our last meeting here in February. And it's always a good time to see those guys and hear what's going on in their various context and share prayer and share a meal and share a variety of stories with them, too.
Why are you a pastor in the LCMS today?
Yeah, I remember, when kind of the thought of going to seminary, was kind of fully hitting on you, why, and people are asking you, why do you want to do this? And my answer now is still the same back then is we have the scriptures, right? We have the Lutheran confessions. I tell people today that, we have exactly what this hurting and dying and angry world needs, and that's Jesus Christ proclaimed to us in the scriptures and the confessions, and we need to boldly share that and make him known in all that we can in word and deed.
How do you see God working through the people of the Kansas District to make his love known to the people surrounding them?
Yeah, so I would say just one example among many, and we stole this example from the Missouri District, and other districts have stolen it as well, is during the month of April, which is coming up, we are actively involved in a Faith at Work project, which is we encourage all of our ministries, schools, women's groups, men's groups, do one at least one type of a service event project to show the love of Christ indeed to your community in whatever way that might look like. So people have caught on to that idea, and we're very pleased to do that. Obviously, that's just one way to do it, and there's many others, but that's the one I'd share with you.
For folks to learn more about the Kansas District, what's the website or the best way to learn more about what's going on in the Kansas District?
Yeah, a couple things. Our website is kslcms.org. We also have a Facebook page. You can search just the Kansas District LCMS. I have access to that Facebook page, and anywhere I travel around to Kansas, and if I call it a good meeting, I'll take pictures of the church where I've been, and I'll post those, and I'll let the people of Kansas see the variety of beautiful churches that we have around the state.
Okay, we opened with the lightning round, and you shared some things in the lightning round.
We have questions.
You were vulnerable. You shared some serious favorites, and now we have questions. When we asked your favorite color, you gave us a trio. Is there some significance to this trio?
Yeah,
there is. So I grew up in Southwest Kansas. So my favorite football team is the Denver Broncos. So that's orange and blue. And then I am a graduate of the University of Kansas. So I'm a Kansas Jayhawk, and those colors are crimson and blue.
I was wondering if it had to do with sports.
I assume that it might be associated with schools.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, I am curious why you love cherries so much.
That's a good question. I've just always loved cherries, cherry pie. You name it. I was just thinking, when you guys sent me the questions, it was about, a couple of weeks ago, and I just told my wife, I'm like, boy, something good with cherries sounds good. So I went to the store and got a couple cans of cherry, and she put some crumble on top of it and baked it, and it was fantastic. So
sorry, not sorry.
Right?
That's hilarious.
I'm with you.
It's true. We love food here.
I do love food, and I love a dessert with cherries, chocolate with cherries, cherry pie filling in something.
I'm with you, Pastor, on that.
Yeah. You're from Michigan, so you love cherries.
True. I have eaten myself sick on bags of cherries before. Whoops.
Favorite time of day? You said morning. What happens?
Very definitively.
Yes. What happens in the morning? What do you love about morning?
Yeah, so I would say probably typical of any pastor, I don't sleep. And so, my day begins pretty early. And that day begins, with the treasury of daily prayer. And so that's just a time for me to be in devotion and in the Word of God and in prayer. And so, I get a lot of work done in the morning. It's a good time, not only for the devotion and prayer, but, as you're probably aware, I get hit from a lot of different sides. And so I can do a lot of stuff in the morning and just kind of be at peace and calm with it and know that I've got a lot of stuff done before just kind of the pressures of the day hit.
Yeah, that is a nice time to have some time before everyone else needs your time too throughout the rest of the day. For vacation destination, you said Hawaii. Is this a place you've been to or is this a place you would like to go to?
Yeah, so I've actually been to Hawaii but 3 times.
Oh, okay.
Most recently, my wife and I just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary last year. And so we spent 5 days in Kauai. Neither of us had been to Kauai. And in 5 days, we pretty much conquered the entire island. So
wow.
It was good. So
that's impressive. Okay.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Kansas folks going to Hawaii when they could be touring Kansas.
Right?
Increasing tourism in Kansas. No, I get it. Hawaii is beautiful. I've not been there, but...
Maybe one day.
Yeah, someday. Right after Kansas. We got to go to Kansas first.
It's a beautiful state.
Pastor Panzer, thanks so much for spending some time with us today and letting us get to know you. We appreciate it. And we appreciate the way that you're serving as district president for the Kansas District and being a part of the Council of Presidents for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks for being our guest.
Hey, thank you. God's blessings to you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.